Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Saddle again, Sunday, the 26th day of April 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, the 3-hour daily broadcast. There's also InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, weeknights, InfoWarsNews.com. Wow. I say this at the beginning of almost every broadcast now, but this is really a heavy news day. It's so important. Everything we've got here in front of us and the connection points, how all this ties together is just over the top. Protesters vow to shut down Baltimore over Freddie Gray killing. You mean they vow to attack white people and folks in restaurants over a questionable police activity? You mean they vow to make it racial, even though Baltimore, if to a great extent, is basically black run, just like Chicago to many extents? This is done because of the racial politics of the Democratic Party. There are problems with the police. There are issues with the police being militarized, like Marine Corps. The military is designed to kill people and break things. So if you militarize police, they're going to use excessive force more often. And you're going to have some departments that are out of control. But why is it constantly Democratic Party run cities like Chicago and Baltimore and New York City and D.C., where you see some of the most egregious black cop on black violence, but that never becomes a big news issue? The system wants us at each other's throats, period. And randomly shooting a cop in the head because a white cop shoots a black guy, or going in restaurants and attacking white people because they're white, does not make a protest. What it makes is racial politics, divide and conquer, social manipulation on a grand scale. It's race-based and economic-based class warfare. And it is the strategy of the New World Order, not just here, but worldwide. I mean, if it's somewhere in Latin America, they'll play off Christian versus Catholic, Protestant versus Catholic. Or if it's in Africa, it'll be Christians versus Muslims or Christians versus animists. They just need a social point through anthropology and sociology to manipulate, and that's what's done. It's truly sickening. We're going to break that down coming up today. Rand Paul, tired of GOP retreating on abortion. Shock video, Ukrainian neo-Nazis nail rebel fighter to cross, burn him alive. We're going to air and play the video and audio of this. Looks like a real execution to me. This is the type of stuff that goes on at the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS and Al-Qaeda, all the same group by different names, in the Middle East, financed by our government. When Anderson Cooper is up there praising the Arab Spring and the rest of it, but this is by neo-Nazis that are openly being funded by NATO and our government in a proxy war against the Russians. And I don't care how bad you can claim the Russians are. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not Ukrainian. They're just using old divisions to get a fight going and are offensively starting a war with the Russians and are engaged in all sorts of incredible atrocities. And again, CNN calls them freedom fighters when they're throwing Molotov cocktails on police. You do that here, they're going to call you a terrorist. And I'm not endorsing doing that here either. The point is, they're endorsing it there when they wouldn't endorse it here. Of course, that was in the overthrow of the government. Now they say it's terrorism to throw Molotov cocktails at the police. But when they were overthrowing the government that was elected, put an unelected government in, then it was okay. NASA plans to use spy telescopes in dark energy mission. Well, thank God they're using them for something scientific instead of spying. Now we know how the bees are dying. Huge developments on that front. It's all coming up. Why is J.P. Morgan hoarding silver? Stay with us.
Joe Biggs here with Info.
You've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
At the top of the season, when love runs high.
Let's be clear. Private, corporate, anti-free market forces are establishing planetary, unelected government worldwide right now. And they are using cultural differences, religious, racial, economic, to play people off against each other. Male against female, old against young, north against south, east against west. Classic divide and conquer. And while we're all busy fighting with each other, a new system is being established. And it's an anti-human, anti-freedom, anti-free will system. InfoWars. And everything we do on this radio broadcast, the TV, nightly news, the documentary films, the news websites, everything we do is simply about getting people to look at their surroundings, look at their environment, and to try to get the general population involved in imagining their own destiny and deciding to want to be players in their own lives and not just be marionettes on a string like so many puppets. And not just repeat the talking points of the controlled left-right paradigm like a cheap ventriloquist doll. Let me just give you the stacks here. There's a whole bunch of them today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20 stacks of news. Nice round number today. Let me just give you the headlines here. So you get some of the dots we're following, some of the balls in the air that we're following. I'm not going to start with the most important story because I can't figure out which one that is. It's why I get kind of dumbfounded or shell-shocked or thunderstruck, sometimes awe-inspired, marveled when I come in here because there's so much. Shock video, Ukrainian neo-Nazis nail rebel fighter to cross, burn him alive. Media blackout. Italian courts rule vaccines cause autism. GlaxoSmithKline memo is released in court where they admitted over a decade ago that they knew full well their vaccine was causing autoimmune responses in the brain and in the gut and causing brain damage. That report's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing. Paul, tired of GOP retreating on abortion. If you watch mainstream media, you would think that he was pro-abortion. That's the type of deception they're involved in. He says he's going to champion abortion and make it a key issue. Good. That's why I'm supporting him. CBP contingency plan includes $134 million-plus dollars for a future influx of illegal immigrant youths. But don't worry, that's money to process them and make them legal. National debt soars over $18 trillion. But don't worry, parents angered over children as young as three told to sign contract promising not to use transphobic language at nursery. because you know they're all homophobic at age three. They have to be basically indoctrinated into it. This is what we're dealing with. While all of our basic rights are stripped, we've got to put in the transgender bathrooms. Speaking of that, California citizens seek referendum to block transgender public bathroom use. And from both angles, fighting it and promoting it is just wild. Because all hell's breaking loose. The globalists are preparing for planetary war, depression, you name it, and they've got us all over the Western world fighting over men that want to take female hormones. I mean, who cares? From both sides, quit force feeding it to three-year-olds. It's pedophilia. I don't care what sexual preference it is. None of it. And people fighting it, I get why you're fighting it, but don't you understand? It's a lost battle. You're not going to just fight and take back the schools, folks. You got to admit the whole thing's been taken over, and it's social engineering. Look at this. Back on the subject of what's happening, state says bankers should pay $135,000 for refusing to bake for same-sex wedding. Bakers should pay $135,000 for their own free will wish to associate with who they want to. So this is the type of police actions going on in America with taxpayer-funded lawyers and lawsuits doing that. Germany prepares for Plan B, says Greece would need not only a third bailout, but a fourth, a fifth, or even more. See, we're all signed on to 2.2 quadrillion global fiat derivative dollars that aren't even our debts. It's impossible to ever pay back. And they're saying when you raise the debt limit, does it raise the debt limit? Of course it does. We're being maneuvered towards total collapse by design, in their own words, Cloward and Piven, the sociological battle plan. And we're too busy finding people $135,000 because they wouldn't bake a cake for a gay wedding. It's just, where are our priorities? Now, that's just part of one stack. I'm going to stop right there at that part of that stack because I didn't get halfway through it. 2,000 times normal radiation found in Tokyo playground. Officials deny any link to Fukushima. That's like denying any link to the temperature on the surface of the Earth to the sun. The UN did that 5 years ago in an official vote because all these scientists wrote them a letter saying it's the sun driving climate, so they just had a vote saying that the sun doesn't affect climate. Well, that's like saying that Fukushima doesn't cause the 2,000-plus normal radiation found in a Tokyo playground. Officials deny any link to Fukushima. But it even came out in the French news agency in Reuters 3 weeks ago that there's new leaks at Fukushima, bigger than before, with 5 of the 6 wrecked, exploded, burbling cauldrons of radioactive decay that make Chernobyl look like a small incident in comparison. People say, what's the point of all this? I'm just here telling you what's going on. Why would the elite not even care about this? They basically even stopped trying to contain it now, and they just say, nothing to worry about, go back to sleep. The common sense survival instinct has been removed. That's just another article. Oh, but don't worry, they're not just removing common sense, they're removing due process. I don't care what you think of the surviving Zohar Tsarnaev and his brother Tamerlan, they executed. The point is, that official story is just phony as a $3 bill. He pled not guilty and said he was a patsy. I've talked to his aunt and mother. They've been death threatened by the U.S. government not to come on this show. I mean, I've been on the phone with them when they're threatening to kill their family. Okay? That's why they won't do interviews. They set him up. They lied, all of it. And then his lawyer comes out and says he's really guilty to the jury. He's not allowed to talk, and now this lawyer is sitting there deciding if he'll get death penalty or, you know, life without parole, and the Tsarnaev relatives arrive in Boston before defense begins case. Regardless of what you think about him, does he deserve a free trial? Does he deserve a fair trial? Because believe me, this type of tyranny will be used against all of us. Simply amazing. A total kangaroo trial in front of everybody. I want to get into this report because it ties into the control grid. Automakers want to outlaw gearheads from working on their own cars, period. Car companies seek copyright restrictions to stop car enthusiasts, home mechanics. You think you own that car? You don't. And I heard David Knight talking about this Friday, so I looked it up and found other cases. I want to burrow into this, where you go now with Audis, mainly the Germans, as usual. You go, Toyota's doing it too. You go and put an aftermarket or a third party, you know, some other company's parts in there, like a battery. They kill your car remotely. You bring it in, they charge you and say you didn't file the copyright fee with us to use somebody else's battery. It's a total misapplication of copyright. Disney's trying to say you can't even say the word Mickey Mouse now. McDonald's sues and says you can't say the word McDonald's. Folks, that's a fraud. You have free speech rights. It's total bull. But this is what their kill grid switches and everything really mean. Now, I've gotten through about a third of just the headlines. When we come back, protesters vow a shutdown of Baltimore over Freddie Gray killing. What's wrong with that headline? It's looters vow. Unrest in Baltimore as thousands protest. You mean loot. Gray's death. We're going to break down the rest of the story on that front and get into just the mega load of news. The earthquake news, the volcano news, it's all coming up. Stay with us.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Measles is activating on a mass scale. Now, due to the vaccines and iron poisoning, all symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UnveilingThem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Finally, a hard rock album that actually says something. Envy, the self-titled CD.
We all live in a world today where things aren't what they seem. And if you think the news is real, you're living in a dream. Politicians don't work too deep to fight for you and me. The representative who cuts a check fulfill the corporate need. I can't stand this no more.
Available on iTunes or Amazon.com. Visit envymusic.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into students rip school lunches. Put out the hashtag. Thanks, Michelle Obama, for screwing us out of a good meal. The school lunches have gotten so disgusting that I can't even believe it now. It is far beyond anything fed to folks in Supermax third world prisons. NASA plans to use spy telescopes in dark energy mission. Very interesting. Science Daily, are bees hooked on nectar-containing pesticides? And is that causing their numbers to decline? Did exaggerated records make warming look worse? Daily Mail? Well, I mean, that's admitted that they faked that 5 years ago. The UN got caught. Climategate. And here's another story that's a no-brainer. You know, did a bear go to bathroom in the woods? Putin says U.S. helped North Caucasus separatists against Russia. I mean, that's declassified. That's in Congress. And they're also doing it in Ukraine. But it's like, London Guardian, is Putin telling the truth? It's not whether Putin's good or bad. Putin says fish swim in the ocean. Wait, Putin says the West is funding separatists. I don't know. That's Vladimir Putin. The Associated Press also has the headline. I mean, the State Department admits they spent $5 billion destabilizing it. George Soros admits it. Should I play him on CNN saying it? With Fareed Zarkaria? Simply amazing. So that's some of what's coming up on that front. Coming up in the next segment, I want to play this video for TV viewers. I'll break it down for radio listeners. Viewer discretion is advised. The video is on InfoWars.com. Shock video, Ukrainian neo-Nazis nail rebel fighter to cross, burn him alive. U.S.-backed militants carry out brutal execution. But first, if you go to drudgereport.com, on the right-hand side, there's a boil-down of all this. We also have it in our article. That's a lengthy breakdown at InfoWars.com. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Protesters attack innocent diners. Sports fans smash up restaurants. Loot Baltimore. And there's video of a Russian reporter, because you know the Russians are big on black slavery. They're really involved in the history here in this country. I see these every few weeks. I see where some Eastern European, it's been over 10 people killed the last few months in St. Louis, because they've got some Eastern European communities there by black racists is what they are. And they get shot, beat to death because they're white. I mean, how stupid are these racist looters? That they now think Eastern Europeans had anything, who can't even speak English half the time, with their, quote, oppression. I'm going to throw up. And again, folks, I feel sorry for these ignorant, dumbed-down, gangster culture people. I don't care if they're black or white. It's just unbelievable. And the video's on Drudge. Pack of teens rob TV producer. We should post it on InfoWars.com. Rampage when darkness fell. Long summer everywhere coming up. Oh, yeah, can you imagine the summer? Last summer was so bad. Rioters mainly from out of town. Baltimore protest spiral. And they're not protests. Drudge calls them looters and rioters. That's what it is. When you read all the headlines from Reuters and others, it's protesters. Let me tell you. So I don't care if you're black or you're white or Hispanic or Asian or who you are. You start bashing my windows out, trying to run me off the road, I'm going to pull a shotgun up and start shooting. I'm not going to think you're black, you're white, you're whatever. You start trying to waylay me and my family, there's not going to be any Reginald Denny. The only reason I'm going to pull a shotgun up is I don't want to kill shop owners who are behind you if I miss. And if you really run me off the road, I'm going to pull out an M4 with a 100-round barrel clip, and we're going to see how you like it. I don't care who you are, what color you are. You try to attack me if you're a grizzly bear. I'm not going to attack you if you attack me because you got brown fur. You could have white fur. If a polar bear, everything's about color nowadays, was trying to eat me. Let's say I was in a small plane in Alaska and crashed, and we had a rifle. Most folks carry those on those planes because sometimes a polar bear will try to eat you. I would shoot it. Now, I know it's white, and I'm not supposed to shoot white things. No, see, this is all this race bull. I don't care if it's a Kodiak. I don't care if it's a grizzly bear. I don't care if it's a polar bear. I don't care what it is. A black man, a white man, or whatever. You attack me, I'm going to attack back. But it's simply disgusting video. I want to play some of the audio and for radio listeners in the video here of the RT reporter. Unrest in Baltimore as thousands protest Freddie Gray's death. And, you know, he got his back broken. There's no video. We don't know what happened. But even when there were black witnesses about the Brown case, they were saying, kill the cop, kill his family. Yeah, let's back it up and actually play the audio of just young, stupid, you know, it looks like 16-year-old kids out there. And they see you can't really play because of cuss words, I forgot. They see a white reporter, so they must be the problem. And this is exactly what Obama was brought into office for, to energize race politics, get us off issues. And now if you think the acceleration of race-based politics is bad, wait till they accelerate gender-based politics. Wait till they accelerate, oh, you're not voting for Hillary, you're against women. See, this is for the mindless masses. Get the discussion out of there about actual issues, and let's just make it all about what color we are. Just like they say all over the different parts of the nation that you got to change the name of birds if they have black in the name, or can't have a brown bag if you're in Seattle and working government because it's code for racism. I mean, just the most mindless, crazy stuff. All the real discrimination against our basic freedoms, no matter what color we are going on all around us. I've covered the statistics here that you're twice as likely if you're white or Hispanic to be shot by police. And that's because the police will actually respond in black areas a lot less because they're scared of getting sued. You can look up those numbers. But there's the perception that there's an epidemic of police killing people. What there is a epidemic of cameras, which I'm all for, exposing what was already going on. The truth is the numbers are flat. Similar, again, as I've said many times, pull the numbers up for yourself, 52% drop in gun-related crime, 51-52, since 1992, Justice Department's own numbers, unified crime statistics using firearms. But you go to any poll, and Americans, whether it's a Gallup poll or an L.A. Times poll or a Mason-Dixon poll or a Zogby poll, look them up. You've probably done 15 or more reports on this with the numbers. People believe gun crime is at epidemic levels because the media is creating the perception. Does that mean I don't like seeing cops kill innocent people or bad cops get away with it? No, it's terrible. We've always covered it. The point is that we're not going to reform a corrupt government that's been hijacked by blaming the lowest level foot soldier of the system. And it's a cop-out and a scapegoat not to blame ourselves for letting corrupt politicians and other foreign interests come in and take over, who then are militarizing the police and who are going to use the attack on the police to fully bring them over to the dark side and to be total tyrants. That's the plan. That's why George Soros funds the violent protesters.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, we've got a big stack of economic news. Dealing with the dollar, why is J.P. Morgan accumulating the biggest stockpile of physical silver in history? What will happen when you see the collapse of the dollar, which is inevitable, along with other global currencies? On top of that, they'll build a new global SDR digital currency. That's why they're moving to banned cash on a worldwide scale. That ties into Jay-Z's streaming service, Tidal, battles Apple. They say they're a victim of a smear campaign. Yeah, Jay-Z, you have been built up by the corporate system to sell their family-killing thug culture. You go up against Apple, unless you end up combining with Sony or somebody else, you're going to get brought down. Apple has this whole liberal fake front going. But it's just that. Apple runs and contracts with Foxconn and others that run giant forced labor facilities with suicide nets, forced drugging, and abortions. You think you're a real gangster? The real gangsters walk around going, oh, trendy, liberal, while they suck the funds for Haitian children and keep it for themselves. But I just see how the young people and dumb young women and all of them buy into the whole gangster hip-hop modern corporate culture because it looks confident. But it's just a fraud. It's arrested development garbage, just like the phony rock and roll culture. But that wasn't corrosive enough, so the Sumner Redstones of the world push this. I'm going to break that down. Internet billionaires face off. We're going to look at that and break it down. But I'll say, I actually have one shred of respect for Jay-Z now, who I can't stand because he's actually going up against Apple. That is a seriously dangerous move. That is a serious gangster organization. They run the most vicious facilities in the world. But again, they walk around going, transgender liberal, like the Hunger Games in fiction, where all the horrible gladiatorial hosts are all male or female, or these peacocks with fancy outfits and their hair all coiffed, speaking in you know, sickening, affected language. That's done to cover the tyranny and make them look non-threatening. It's camouflage. I said I'd get to that in a minute, but I've already kind of covered it. We're seeing the death of the mainstream media, but that was planned. Then they're going to come out with corporate news divisions and governmental news divisions that report the lies directly, and there'll be no large institutional groups to do investigative journalism to break it down. That was the plan, to buy off the mainstream media that already had problems, but then to fully discredit it and kill it. Then they'll shut down the new media with regulations, fines, fees, copyright law, and things like that. That's the plan. So we're seeing the plan go according to their prescribed program.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it, to quote Emperor Palpatine.
And here's the headline, LA Times. Prospect of Brian Williams returning to NBC News is fading. Again, Brian Williams is a dead political commodity. He's there to project fraud. He's there to project lies when he says, turn in your guns, take the vaccines, believe in world government, open the borders. And so the fact that he got caught in lies because veterans spoke out, just like with Private Lynch, and said that never happened, or the Pat Tillman spoke out, the stuff they said never happened. How many of these people they set up do they end up destroying? And it's an example of how the people speaking out against a giant lie can ultimately bring it down. On the signpost of the decline of dinosaur media and the end of dinosaur media, Brian Williams is an icon of that. He is a major tombstone. And I told you months ago when this all started, it wasn't hard to tell you, he will not be back at NBC News. They may, as a token to save face, bring him back in a couple years in tell-all stories about himself where they try to remake him and he apologizes and he writes a book. And then maybe you'll see him with some talk show host back. But he's done. And the globalists have all this tyranny set up and all the militarization of police set up and their cashless society system trying to totally control us because they know things like this can get out of hand. Because, yes, they wanted to discredit mainstream media and have it die a long, slow death. They don't want it to die a big, collapsing, explosive death. Now, speaking of the riots intensifying in Maryland and other areas of the country that are called protests by the media, like when the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda are blowing up churches and crucifying people upside down all over Syria and all over Libya and all over Egypt and all over Iraq, they were called by Anderson Cooper, who is CIA, he admits it. It's not normal to have CIA operatives hosting TV, folks, just so you know. It's illegal until last year. They passed a law saying it's illegal because people were pointing out it was illegal. Kind of like NSA spying is illegal, so they try to pass laws making it legal. It's like they tried to pass a law saying pedophilia was okay. I don't care if you pass a law. You touch my kid, you know what's going to happen to you. Baseball bat. Because there's a law written on my heart. Common sense. Tell fire ants there's a law against them stinging you and stick your foot in a pile of them. There comes a time when you got to stop following the edicts when they're illegal and they violate the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and common sense. And while we're all busy fighting black against white like a bunch of chumps, few vets are getting care through new $10 billion VA program. Veterans' health care system is very ill. No, it's not. It's doing exactly what it was supposed to do, Philadelphia Tribune. And they get more funding, and then things get worse. They have death panels. They have death lists. They have do not treat lists. It's on record. Address the issue. It's not broken. Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't torturing people and eating them by accident. It wasn't that Jeffrey Dahmer made a mistake. Hitler didn't make a mistake. He did it on purpose. Stalin didn't make a mistake. He did it on purpose. George Soros didn't make a mistake spending $33 million to get protesters out saying kill cops nationwide. He funded it to cause a civil war in this country. It's on purpose, premeditated. Premeditated! Okay? I've moved through that stack now. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but I want to start rolling this now. This is shock video. I believe it's real. They're not saying it's fake. Ukrainian neo-Nazis nail rebel fighter to cross, burn him alive. There's been a lot of reports of this confirmed. This is the first time they put a video out. U.S.-backed, and I wouldn't say U.S. Paul Watson wrote this article. It's gone viral. But, again, you mean NATO-backed, Soros-backed, New World Order-backed. We're already conquered. We're being exploited to fund this. Militants carry out brutal execution. And it just is simply amazing. Let's start rolling that footage while I give people a play-by-play. The brutal murder was reportedly carried out by members of the Azov Battalion. And they are nailing him just like Christ down. Paramilitary group forms the backbone of the forces. They wear swastikas openly. Fighting his local self-defense militia in the eastern area. Advocacy independence from Ukraine. Here they are nailing him up and they burn him to death with gasoline. Ukrainian nationals volunteers reportedly been accused of carrying out ISIS-style war crimes. Well, it's not crimes when it's a Christian they're killing. The clip shows a hood man kneeling in a field. As five Ukrainian militants stand around him with one reads a statement, the militants then grab the victim, who is gagged, and place him down on the wooden cross and light him on fire. And here they go, burning him. So this is what's going on, and this is what our taxpayer money, we now have U.S. soldiers aiding in the training of these individuals. And we'll go out to break with them lighting him on fire with the gasoline. Like, let's play, folks. People love fake violence. I don't like watching fake violence. I don't like watching real violence either. But people should look at this. When we come back, we'll play them torturing him. People should look who think war and all this is cute and what war crimes and torture are and should see what they do when we come back. Infowars.com/show to see the feed.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfowarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfowarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, and Super Male Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfowarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to slow down a little bit because I haven't hosted the show in 5 days. I took vacation time off of my family. I was unable because of family issues to take a spring break vacation, so I took off 5 days. I did file reports from the road. I did call into the show. Every time I leave, a new conspiracy arises. Where's Alex Jones? Why doesn't he host the show? I host the broadcast more than other syndicated talk show hosts. Most other syndicated talk show hosts have trouble being on air. They're exhausted. Because I know a bunch of them. They don't want to be on air. They take off an average of 5 weeks a year. I take off on average 3 weeks a year. That's less than pretty much anybody. And I do the nightly news, and I do special reports, and I make films, and I run a media operation, and I do a Sunday show you're listening to right now. So just to be clear, wild horses can't drag me away, but when I've been gone for a week, I want to talk 100 miles an hour. I've got so much I want to say. So one reason I take off is people have noticed I'm more focused and more dynamic when I have taken time off. But usually at first I'm a little hyper. This week is going to be some powerful radio because now I've kind of relaxed a little bit. I've gotten out of the gates. I've already run the first circle here, the first lap, and I'm ready to go. In fact, the second hour is coming up. We haven't even begun to get into all this news yet. getting back to the footage released by the known certified Nazi separatist group that our government and NATO are backing. And you ask why? Well, it's still a fight from World War II. The west of Ukraine got taken over by the Nazis. And then the east got taken over by the Russians. But the east has always been part of Russia. I'm not defending it. It's just a fact. And then now the west has overthrown an elected government a year and a half ago, started the civil war, and they're now persecuting Russians in the east. So Russian soldiers are there backing them. And now NATO forces are openly fighting the Russians. We talked about this a year ago. Now it's in the news. It's unprecedented. It's dangerous. And you've got to say the Ukrainian Western groups really are unsavory. Does it mean that Western Ukrainians don't have real beefs with Russian occupation in the past? Doesn't mean the Russians don't do horrible things. But, man, you really got to wonder when they wear swastikas on their arms and NATO funds them. And George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator, is funding Nazis again. It's like, what is an 87-year-old man doing? He's supposed to be fishing. Thanking God he wasn't brought up in Nuremberg trials. Why does he? Because he says he's liberal, just like Apple can have death camp factories with suicide nets and forced abortions where they chain up women's kids at power poles where they crap on the ground. I mean, you can't make this up. That's mainstream news. Of course, Apple funds social groups in this country that if your kid's playing outside, the police take them. But then over there, they run slave camps. But they go around going, liberal, George Soros, liberal. Here, let's play some of the liberal Nazis burning people. Burning the Russian separatists. Here it is. So they're setting him on fire. Hits him in the stomach. They got him gagged with duct tape around his mouth. This guy's just saying, hurry up, please. That's the position I'd be in. Just get this over with. Okay. And this is the type of terror they're engaged in to scare everybody. I don't know why thugs always think doing this will make people back off. It makes you fight harder. And then it goes on from there with him burning to death. And again, we can show you tons of ISIS stuff like this as well. We only show it occasionally just to document it. You know, my dad's dad saw a lot of things in World War II. In fact, the worst stuff wasn't when he did his 22 missions for the Army Air Corps, because about half the time, 22 missions, you died, especially in the time he was flying over Europe in 1943, right with the invasion out of North Africa into Italy. But he would never let, I told the story 50 times, I'll tell it again, he would never let my dad or my uncle waste food when they'd go to the cafeteria. He would just wait, whatever they didn't eat, he'd eat. Even though he'd grown up upper middle class in the Depression and had plenty of food, it was his experience watching starving children in Italy and Germany. After he'd served his tour in the air, they stuck him as a non-commissioned officer over supply. And he would watch the people starving to death, begging for food, and he'd have to turn them away because he wasn't authorized to give it to them. But then he would end up giving them his dinner and things, these families, and he would save whatever was in the mess hall's orders and then bring that out. And I'm saying some saint, a normal person, would see people starving by the thousands in places like Rome and then on into Germany, and, you know, really got to him. And he would never watch violent movies. I mean, he didn't like it when I was a kid before he died on Gunsmoke when somebody gets shot. And it wasn't because he was a wimp. It was because he'd seen so many dead people and piles of dead bodies. And he died when I was pretty young, but I talked to some of the guys that were World War II vets that used to hunt on our ranch when I was a kid. And they, I would say, oh, tell me a war story. Tell me a war story. And they never would. And they finally told me war stories. Just the huge piles of dead bodies in Italy and Germany. Not just people killed in the death camps, but just millions starving to death. Amazing things. And so I love how, though, people will get upset by real footage and say, oh, you shouldn't play that, but then they don't care if we watch simulated murders and deaths in movies like Saw, where the good guy tortures people to death, or Jack Bauer tortures people, and it's all sexy and cool, until there's the real violence. And it's the general population's refusal to live in the real world. That's the big struggle, is between make-believe and reality. And people get so conditioned and desensitized, and their normalcy bias gets so ragged out, that they're ready to accept any real tyranny and have no real empathy when it's happening to their neighbor. And it's because I've noticed the weaker the person, the more disconnected from reality a person is, the more they love violence when it's simulated. I mean, I went and saw Fast and Furious just to analyze it. It was like a Disney ride where people drive down cliffs 10 miles through brush and boulders and their car doesn't pop a tire. You know, just the most Alice in Wonderland fantasy. And I was watching grown men, black, white, you name it, getting off on it. It's like I've gone and seen Marvel comic movies with grown men. And they get all excited when Iron Man's flying around and stuff. And it's just like, none of that's real. Do you understand a real war for human liberties going on around you right now? An epic, over-the-top battle on a planet that's having earthquakes and giant volcanoes and just nebulas and fission fusion and nuclear reactors and hadron and genetic engineering, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It is such a wild, incredible universe. And the average man, I know, wants to watch sports and a bunch of narcissistic steroid heads act crazy and say they're God. I mean, how boring is that? I mean, let me tell you, it gets boring real quick when people tell you how great you are all day and, oh my gosh, you're on TV. I mean, I can't imagine one of these Jay-Z types or one of these other narcissist types who just, I mean, I can't even tune into sports or the Mayweather fight because of all the arrogance and then all the crooks that run it and all the, it's just, that's not humanity. That doesn't represent who we are, but we're force-fed all the lowest common denominators to make us simulate and repeat that behavior. I know we all know this, but are we conscious of it? How they're using peer pressure to turn us into something worse than animals. Because at least animals will stick up for each other. At least a cornered bobcat will fight to the death to protect his children. Humans will stand down and turn their kids over to the state like wolves. We're going to go to break, come back, start the next hour. U.S. media blackout, Italian court rules vaccines cause autism, document released, huge bombshell info. The move with kill switches to not let you control your own thermostat of your own car, can't make that up. Huge news on what's killing the honeybees, major breakthroughs on that front, huge economic breakthrough news. Why is J.P. Morgan accumulating the biggest stockpile of physical gold in history? But before I end this hour, it's you spreading the word about this broadcast and the free podcast and the free video feeds and our AM and FM affiliates that make it all possible. Spread the word today and tomorrow and the next day. And get some of the best nutraceuticals out there. Survival Shield. Nation Iodine, that so many people are lacking in, with a free bottle of Fluoride Shield Chelating Detoxer, free bottle with the two bottles of Survival Shield. You can also get two bottles, our best deal ever, of high-quality silver bullet colloidal silver. Read about all the amazing benefits and studies and details at InfoWarsLife.com. You get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield as well. That deal ends in just 5 days when the month expires. And a lot of other specials at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And know you're funding the tip of the spear.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.